God also gives us presents. God also gives presents. Christmas is a joyous time of year. There are many things that we do enjoy. You know, we get to spend extra time with our families and our friends. Isn't that super? Some of you are obviously a bit doubtful about that. But anyway, in amongst that, we might even get some gifts. Is there anybody here expecting to get a gift at Christmas? Yeah, just a couple of you, yeah. It seems as though a few of you are built up for disappointment. Anyway, I wonder, what is the best gift that you've ever received from someone? What was that? The grandkids. Yeah. It's not very often you get the awe factor for Big Hugh. That's a good one. I never thought of that. You know, quite often we can look at the gifts that we get, but what is the best gift that you've ever given? That's probably a bit more difficult. Oh, yeah. Can I just tell you this wasn't planned? It may seem like the two Ronnies, but it's no. You know, when you get a gift that you really like, there's something about that that's quite exciting and you want to tell other people about it. You want them to know, you know, there's something really extra special because you're so happy about it, you're so excited. So therefore, you tell others about that particular gift. So the same thing happened when God told the shepherds about the best Christmas gift ever. And we read about it in Luke chapter 2, verse 8 to 18. I think we may have that. Yep, Luke 2, verse 8 to 18. What it tells us, and there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. A baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph, and the baby was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. So you see, this gift was a bit different from what people were used to or what they were expecting. This gift was a person. It was Jesus. I wonder if you ever try and guess what a gift is before you open it, or do you just rip it? You sometimes look at it and try and guess what the gift is, if you perhaps have an idea of guessing. Well, you know what it is before you actually open it. Got a couple of photos here I want to show you. This first one. Okay. Now, if you get a gift like that, would you ever guess at what was in it? Money. A few of you recognize that one. Okay, the next one. You would have a guess at that? Food. Yes, food, hopefully. And not an empty picnic basket. That one's a wee bit obvious, but some gifts can be difficult to wrap. And therefore, when you see it, you know exactly what it is. Then this next one. Have any of you ever had one of them delivered to the house? Perhaps not. If you did, you're not telling anybody. It's no one that you shouted about then. So can you imagine getting a present where it's a person all wrapped up? Anyway, some gifts, we can take that away now, thanks. Some gifts are kept as a surprise. But the difference for the gift that God gives, he wants every one of us to know about it. He doesn't want to be hidden. He doesn't want to, you know, keep it as a surprise. He actually wants to make it known. And that gift was his son, Jesus. God's word in Romans 6:23 tells us that the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. So this gift, this particular gift, did not come wrapped in Christmas paper. It wasn't wrapped up in a box. But it was nearly born nearly 2,000 years ago in the town of Bethlehem. He was found exactly where God said he would be. He was exactly in that place. So you see, Jesus is God's gift to the whole world, and that includes you and I. But of course, not everyone accepts this free gift. Quite unusual in Scotland. We like a bargain. But not everybody accepts this free gift. But today, as we are reminded about the gift from God, I wonder, will we go looking for the gift in the same way that the shepherds did when they were given that news? When they said, let's go and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about? That same gift is still being discovered today. If you know about Jesus and accept the gift from God, then your Christmas will be all the more special. And it makes it so worth celebrating. And if you've not discovered a gift, then it's never too late. You know what they say, wise men and women still seek him. The reason the gift is so special is that only through accepting the gift of Christ Jesus can we know and have eternal life. Millions upon millions of people have discovered this gift. And the wonderful thing is, this gift never runs out. Never runs out. It's available every day of the year. Jesus is still being discovered today. And I hope that all of you are among those who discover him and know him. So for us, this year and this Christmas, may we all discover the real gift. He's not wrapped up, and he's certainly not lying under your Christmas tree. He's in our hearts. And once we invite him in, he remains there. So consider, have you invited that gift that God offers to you? Will you make this Christmas different from any other? You know, as we heard from the Bible Club earlier, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. So I ask you, will you be celebrating the real gift of Christmas? Because Jesus is the gift of God for all mankind. Young or old, it doesn't matter. We only need to choose him. So I say to you this morning, choose to celebrate the real gift, which is Jesus Christ. And in doing that, we come together in celebrating and sing together our closing hymn, which is O Come All Ye Faithful. Liz, if you want to come up and find a mic. Thank you. You may have noticed that I'm not leading the worship. Some people have heard me sing, aye, woohoo, aye, aye. Let's stand together as we sing, O Come All Ye Faithful.
Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him.